my house. And if you don't like it, just, I guess, turn off the fucking show.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio.
Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
How y'all doing? It's Tori, Idiot Box Radio here. The show's Idiot Box Radio. The website's idiotboxradio.com. I've said that a few times now, haven't I? You can email the show, idiotboxradio@gmail.com. Of course, you can subscribe to it on iTunes to make sure you get all the latest episodes. I'm back, motherfuckers. I've even got a hotline. I've even signed up for one of those bad boys. 206-202-3260. That's 206-202-3260. Oh, dear. What can the matter be? Well, it's summer in Australia. That's where I'm from, in case it's the first time you have ever tuned in. The show's not for children, so, you know, don't play it to them. Don't, like, put it on their iPod and hope to keep them quiet during a long fucking car trip. I am not the voice to get your kid through a car trip. I do realise that, like, in the 6-odd years that I've been doing this, I have actually put some kids... I've put some kids through high school. You guys know who you are because you're on my fucking Facebook now as adults. That scares the living piss out of me. I was thinking about that the other day. I have seen some of you little fuckers all the way through your fucking high school with the foul mouth. Welcome back, boys. Welcome back. And you ladies out there, I know you love the dulcet tones. Wow. It's really been a long time, and it's been a long time since I felt like I really wanted to start recording again. Had a bit going on, just didn't have the internet, and it's crazy, you know, because when you don't have, like, broadband in your house, and I was using my mobile phone for anything I was doing online, and the sheer pain in your fucking asshole that it takes to get a show out there, upload it, and do all the promotional sort of shit, you just go, oh my fucking God. My fucking God, can I be fucked with this shit? And the answer is a resounding no. No, you can't be fucked. But the podcasting bug never left me. I think it is my outlet, my calling to talk to you, to swear at you regularly. So I'm absolutely delighted to be back on the microphone and chatting to you. I can't find my proper microphone at the moment. I'm using the USB headset. Long-time listeners are used to the CarCast. I'm using the USB headset that I normally use there. So, you know, the audio quality isn't as good as I would like it to be. But fuck, it's me. I'm Tori. I'm handsome. You know, I'm 40. I was thinking about the other day. I remember I used to do this whole, hey, Tori 40. Not quite the same ring, but still just a fucking old man chilling. The old man of podcasting, just chilling, sitting on my fucking throne. I'm actually on the lounge room, in the lounge room, on the couch, chilling with the headset. I've got my two little pups, Pippa and Barney. They're sleeping on the couch next to me, and the Princess Shazbot is sleeping in the bed. So I'm sure she'd say hello, but I'm sort of doing this to surprise her too, that I'm kicking the fucking cold knowledge while she's asleep. She is my absolute muse, guys. So if you ever wondered or wanted the show to be on, you can thank the girl that you see on my Facebook page, because she's the one that keeps going, you need to do this, you need to do this. And when everything else is not going good, she's like, you need to be doing your show. You need to be fucking swearing at fucking cunts all over the world. She didn't say cunts. I said cunts then. And she'll probably cringe when she hears me saying cunts, but she won't be a cunt about it, because she knows that that's just what I do when I'm fucking kicking the raw facts of knowledge. I am hoping that you guys do get behind the show and that you do find the time to go and make a little phone call, 206-202-3260. I have got a lot of catching up to do, guys. I have not done this in some time. And you know what? I was looking. My readership has almost dropped down to nil, and that is fair enough, and I utterly respect that fact. What I actually do respect even more is that there are still over 70 people subscribed to my feed. So you 70 people who thought, you know what, one day he's coming back, I better not delete him out of my iTunes, thank you. This show is for you, it's for everyone, but I was genuinely surprised when I logged on just before to update some of my stuff and to realise, hey, you know, fucking T-Man still has listeners who are going to get this shit whether they're ready for it or not and go, wow, you know, this bad boy is back doing his thing. So I hope I don't let you down, and, well, look, even if I do fucking bad luck, because I'm a man of action, I salt the fruit, I fucking paint pictures with my dulcet tones, and I get to the point. The point is that I'm recording this show from Highton in Victoria, and I got this awesome house that we bought, and it overlooks the fucking city of Geelong. I can see almost everything that's going on, like the fucking god that I am, staring from my balcony that I'm going to call fucking Mount Olympus from this point, therefore, forthwith, hitherto. I'm driving in the car the other day, and it's been so hot in Geelong. We've had a heat wave, and it's still continuing. It makes your ass sweat. Like, you know how you get sweat running down your back into your ass crack? This actually would make your ass sweat on independently. I'm not saying that you've just shat your pants or that you've touched cloth or that you're even letting a sea turtle out, but you're just sweating. You're sweating so badly that you're changing shirts all day. It's bullshit. And my job is to get in and out of a car all day and go and talk to people, but I have to wear a shirt and tie to do it. I'm not a fucking Mormon, or I'm not Jehovah's Witness or whatever. I wouldn't care. Like, if you listen to this show and you're loving it and you are from those persuasions, good on you. Well done. Well done on, you know, going around and annoying people. But I annoy you through your headphones. So I'm driving around and I'm fucking sweating. And I'm looking at this bus and I'm thinking to myself, like, what is the fucking deal with buses? People catch them. And I get that. And, you know, the dudes have to drive them all, and dudettes have to drive them all day long. And I'm watching it as it pulls up to the stop. And when it stops, the whole bus fucking lowered down. It's on hydraulics. The bus is on hydraulics. And I'm thinking, what the fuck for? Why does a bus need to lower itself like a fucking camel in the fucking Australian outback, lowering a fucking camel rider to the ground? Like, you know, camels get down on their fucking knees or whatever part of their body you want to call, but I'll call it a knee, okay? Do camels have knees? Like, when they're bending down, is that the knee? Have you ever put a knee into a camel? Like, are you a camel jockey? Racing camels. It's big money in some parts of the world. It's big money in Australia. Emu racing, too. People do that. That's something that really surprised me. But the bus lowers itself like a fucking beast of burden, and I'm watching fucking just the fucking dregs of humanity put themselves onto the fucking sidewalk, and I'm like, what the fuck? Imagine the unwashed stench of humanity throwing themselves off the bus with their fucking gocks and gunts fucking hitting the ground first. Have you ever seen like a slinky or something like that, where you will get the slinky and the majority of the weight flips over the steps, and it's that weight that propels it down the steps, like blump, ba blump, ba blump, ba blump, ba blump. And I'm thinking, do morbidly obese people fucking throw their gok or their gunt? Now, do you know what those things are? The gok is the gut over the cock, and the gunt is the gut over the cunt. The gok and the gunt. So I've explained it now. I'm going to use the other term because, like, it fucking rules. So this fat dude gets off, and I don't get, like, at what point do you get so fat that your fucking gut hangs over your pants so much that it actually protrudes from underneath your t-shirt? They make some fucking big t-shirts out there, folks, so why are you flashing your fucking gok to the whole world? And I'm thinking to myself, this dude was having so much trouble getting off the bus, he probably would have needed assistance from maybe a small child or the bus driver to get that initial gok throw out of the way to help propel him off the fucking bus. And what would happen, like, if you could work up enough momentum, I reckon if you were to do, like, a slinky gok throw, you could actually propel yourself off the bus at fucking pace and flip, like, There is something almost majestic about it. There is something almost acrobatic about it. And I'm not fucking kidding you. I think there is potential for people to use gok and gunt to great effect. I'm watching these people and they're doing their thing and they're fucking just, it looked as though his gut wanted to hit the ground before his feet did. And I understood why the bus had to lower itself on fucking hydraulics. It's because it had no choice. It had no choice. There was no fucking choice for this stupid fucking bus. When someone with that big needs to throw their fucking gok off the gok throw, needs to throw the gok off the bus first in order to get off the bus. But it absolutely gobsmacked me. And the heat is bringing out the crazy. So when you're going through Geelong, I'm seeing lots of people talking to themselves. Yep, bam, 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 bam. But they're engaging in arguments with themselves. Like, I talk to myself sometimes. Like, I'll go like, fucking Tory, you know, you're a man of action, selling the fruit, painting pictures, getting to the fucking point. iTunes number one doyen Australian podcaster, you know. And I'll say that and I'll agree with it because it's the truth. I'll agree with it because it's the truth and I like honesty. in my relationship with myself. So, but the crazies have definitely come out in Geelong. A lot of people roaming the streets. I make it sound like it's not exactly a tourism ad for Geelong, is it? The way I'm painting this picture of gawk throwing and random fucking nutcases. But one of the things I do like doing is when I am in Geelong and I know there's a lot of crazy people, they're on the escalators going up and down the shopping malls, like, you know, fucking up to the food court from the bottom floor. And what you do is, I like to do a thing called a hostage fart. A hostage fart is when you know you can sneak it out, you know it's going to stink, but everyone's crammed that tightly together, there is no escaping the fucking thing. Hostage farting. Just something to consider. Hostage farting, gawk throwing. I think, you know what, to be honest with you, I've covered enough just for this first show to get me back into the swing of things. Have you ever thrown a gawk or a gunt around? Like, what have you done with it? Have you ever seen someone dancing and their gawk or gunt is actually performing independently of their body? Give it a fuck off, dog. Can you hear the dog barking? It's not one of mine. Look, tell me what your thoughts are. Call the show, 206-202-3260. Call the hotline, please, please. This way I'll be able to interact with you guys. Get in touch with me on Facebook. Just look up Tory Idiot Box Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at Idiot Box Radio. I also have a side project that is a mixture of fun and real. It's called GeelongBlabbertiser.com. And if you get on my Facebook, you'll see the fucking... It's a news website. There's satirical news, real news, and something I'm quite proud of. It's a side project. So, get involved. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. Tell me what you think of the first show. I know it's short, but fucking, I'm the average size man. So take care of yourself. Awesome to know that you guys are out there. And I will talk to you really soon. I promise. I've got lots of notes and lots of laughs to have with you all. Later.
Want to be a part of the show? Call the 24-hour voice line and comment on what Tori has just said on this episode. If you don't call in, just remember that you're a shady hippie that likes to listen in on other people's conversations. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to go to idiotboxradio.com where you can subscribe free by iTunes.